church, we love God. Make no mistake about that. At our church, we believe in God's radical, unconditional, and unwavering love for us. At our church, we believe that Jesus is God. We also affirm that you may or may not believe that Jesus is God. And we're not asking you to change your belief system before you attend our church. We're simply inviting you on a journey toward Jesus. For years, churches have placed a high priority on Jesus as the get-out-of-hell-free card. At our church, we place the highest priority on Jesus as a live life to the fullest invitation. At our church, we believe every person has a dream deep inside their hearts, and that God put that dream there, not for our glory, but for His. At our church, we're not concerned with where you've been, but where you're going. At our church, we believe that the Bible is God's Word. It is real. It is living. It is active. We believe that people who don't go to church anywhere are not the enemy. They are real people who need the perfect love that only God can give. And we believe that God gives this love through, of all people, us. At our church, we do not and we will not display a holier-than-thou attitude toward anyone. We are all broken people. But He is putting us back together. And finally, and most importantly, at our church, we believe that Jesus really lived, that He really died on the cross, and that He really rose again on the third day. And we cannot and we will not candy coat or water down that message, ever. Today, you've chosen to sit yourself in the middle of a very safe place to hear a potentially dangerous message. Welcome to our church.
Good morning and welcome to the presence. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and do what? Are you ready to rejoice? Are you glad? Come on, stand on your feet. Welcome those of you who are watching via live stream and Facebook Live. God is so good. Hallelujah. Shannon's going to get us started off this morning. Come on, let's put our hands together and get ready to praise the Lord. Look at somebody and say, I came to praise the Lord. How about you? Come on, look.
Thank you.
on, put those hands together. Everybody, come on.
Son of God is
the Lord, O my soul. Oh, oh, my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship Your holy name.
Come on, sing it.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Worship the Lord and say it again.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship His holy name.
Play it on the second.
Hallelujah.
But Father, we're going to praise you today, oh God. Yes. Father, we're going to thank you today, oh God.
Yes, God.
We're
going
to give glory to you today, oh God. You said in your word, oh God, that the redeemed of the Lord say
yes,
so.
Yes.
So if we redeem today,
Hallelujah.
Let us say so, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, oh God. Even as we come to a conclusion of our fast, oh God, we ask, oh God, that you would make the clear ones, oh God. You said in your word, oh God, write the vision, make it plain that men may see and run with it, oh God. So we're going to run with the vision of our leader, oh God. We're going to run with passion, oh God. We're going to run with endurance, oh God. We're going to run with power of the Holy Ghost, oh God. And we thank you, oh Lord God. Father, even as we come towards Thanksgiving, oh God, we want to say thank you, oh God. If you don't do another thing for us, oh God, we want to say thank you right now, oh God. For waking us up this morning, oh God. Thank you for clothing us in our right mind, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. And Father, we just honor you today, oh God. We just say it's a blessing to worship in the house of the Lord, oh God. Father, you said that your mercy will endure forever, oh God. So Father, we're going to say mercy, oh God.
Yes.
Mercy, oh Lord God.
Mercy.
We thank you for your mercy, oh
mercy.
God. You said, oh God, if we, oh God, if we be good, if you be lifted up, oh God, God. So, Father, right now, oh God, as we see the vision of Bethel, oh God, as we feel, oh God,
yes,
we can touch it, oh God,
Hallelujah.
We can hear it, oh God,
Hallelujah.
Oh God, move the scales from our eyes, oh
yes,
God, and we can see the vision, oh God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, oh God. So, Father, we just thank you for our community, oh God.
Yes.
We thank you for Owasso, oh God. Father, we thank you for someone who heard the vision, oh God. Someone that heard a voice from the Lord, oh God. And we thank you for Pastor Alvin, oh God. Heed into that voice of the Lord, oh God. Lord, order his steps, renew his mind, oh God. Stir him up, oh God, with that resilient fire, oh God, to do what thus said the Lord. And we thank you for it, oh God. We honor you, oh God. Father, we ask that you would just bless our communities, oh God. Our cities, our nation, oh God.
Yes.
We ask that you begin to turn around the things that the enemy has stolen. Father, you said that everything that the devil has stolen from us, oh God, you have given back to, oh God. So we take it back our schools, oh God. We take it back our children, oh God. We take it back our families, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. And we're not taking no for an answer, oh Lord. Father, right now, oh God, for the furtherance of this message, oh God, we ask that our hearts be set in a place where we can hear what the word is saying, oh God. That it would touch us and move us, oh God. It'll move us to do what you called us to do. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father. We honor you today, Father. In the name of Jesus, we praise you right now. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's take this time and do our affirmation. Everyone together. Father, I thank you that as I delight myself in you, you will give me the desires of my heart, because you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. I will not lose heart or give up, because I can do all things through you who strengthens me. And I will reap in my due season if I do not get weary in doing good. Father, I decree, according to 3 John 2, that in every area of my life, I am prospering and I am in good health, even as my soul prospers. I am free from pain, sickness, and disease, and I walk in divine health. Therefore now let it please thee to bless the house of thy servant, that it may continue forever before thee. For thou, O Lord God, hast spoken it, and with thy blessing let the house of thy servant be blessed forever. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated.
Welcome everyone this morning to the Presence in Owasso. We appreciate you being here, and welcome everyone online joining us. A special welcome to you as well. It's a chilly morning, so honestly, how many people are enjoying these 20s and 30s? Let me see some hands. Oh my goodness. I'd much rather be warm, hot than cold. So, and all three of my kids are playing right now tournaments in this crazy weather. But thank you so much for being here. I can see there's some that may have wanted to stay home in the warmth. So if you're watching, we're glad you're joining us. As always, we want to take a moment and we want to greet each other. So if you will get up, let's move around. It's warm in here, so we can still move around. Find at least at least two people that you do not normally go to, in addition to those that you do. All of our online guests and family, find someone near you if you have someone, or send a text to someone. If you got my number, you can text me. I'll text you back in just a minute. But we appreciate everyone as you're greeting each other that you are inviting on our social media avenues. Continue to do so. Feel free to take your phone out right now. Send someone a link, an invite. Want to take a moment now and a chance to release our children as well. All of our presents, children are welcome to go back. All right, awesome. And as they are going, would you guys give a big round of applause and let's welcome our pastor, Alvin Frigier.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. God is so good. I said, God is so good. And all the time, God is good. I'll tell you what, the weather's changing. Snow and I ride in the car. She said, man, it's cold. I said, they don't even give us a chance to just transition. It's like, you know, I remember one day, I think it was a week ago or something, one day it was like 80-something. The next day it was 40-something. It's like, good Lord. Praise Him. That's the weather. Hallelujah. Day 20. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I'm getting to talk about it, man. I'm getting to talk about it. It's just been so good. I said I'm getting to talk about it. And Chris said, what, you say tacos? Look, I'm not judging because I do this too. But how many of y'all, it's like when you're fasting, you see every food place. You're like, oh yeah, I'll be hitting you up pretty soon. But God is good, and it's been really, really rewarding. And so I want to say something to you. Rita's going to announce this officially, but now it's going to be follow up. So she's going now. It's turned into a. Sort of reiteration of what I'm getting ready to say, but tomorrow is the last day of the fast. Okay, fast ends technically the end of tomorrow. So tomorrow night, we have been, you know, having the sanctuary open from 6 to 8 every night, and it's so funny. A lot of the times, especially in the evenings, it's just me here. And in the mornings, there's been a few people that have been fairly faithful, just kind of stepping in for a little bit and then going out. And but when I'm here by myself, I'll go back home, and Sonola will say, well, you know, how many were there? And I'll say, 4. Y'all got that? Yeah, all right. So me, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, we had a good old time. Good time. But tomorrow, this is how I would like to end the fast, if you would like to participate. Tomorrow night, any time between 6 and 8, if you come in, when you come in, before you leave, you don't have to stay the whole time, obviously, but when you come in, I'm going to have some communion up here, and I will serve you communion to just sort of a blessing and a seal on your time of fasting. So tomorrow night between 6 and 8, you don't have to stay the whole time, so we're not doing one communion, you know, but if you come in at 6 and you leave at 6:30, just come up here and I will pray with you and pray over you and give you communion. I think that's an awesome way to end the fast. Amen? So that's tomorrow night from any time between 6 and 8. Are you ready for the word of the Lord? I said, are you ready for the word of the Lord? I was seeking the Lord and just saying, Lord, what should we share this morning to kind of close out this time of fasting? So turn with me to Esther, the 8th chapter. Esther, the 8th chapter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you appreciate our band? I appreciate Eric. I tell him privately, but I want to tell him publicly. He's got a feel that I can get with all the time. Really sets the atmosphere. Y'all believe that? Y'all agree with that? Does an awesome job. Amen. Okay, lift your Bible up. Say that I will not be destroyed for lack of knowledge. Come on, say it again. I will not be destroyed for lack of knowledge. Father, thank you for your word this morning. Thank you, Lord, that you are speaking in this house. And we are listening. We are listening. We are listening. So we thank you, Father, for your word. Speak to our hearts right now in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to read Esther, the 8th chapter, verse 8. It says, now you write to the Jews as you see fit in the king's name and seal it with the king's signet ring. For a decree which is written in the name of the king and sealed with the king's signet ring may not be revoked. I'll read that again. Now you write to the Jews as you see fit in the king's name and seal it with the king's signet ring, for a decree which is written in the name of the king and sealed with the king's signet ring may not be revoked. I want to use as a subject this morning, it's time to write your decree. Would you look at somebody and say, it's time to write your decree? Come on, look at somebody else and tell them, it's time to write your decree. So we have been fasting. 121 pause. Today is day 20, and tomorrow is day 21. And, it's been an awesome experience. You know, here's the thing for me. The thing that makes fasting so rewarding is there is always fruit from fasting. I'm going to say it again because I just feel like somebody missed a chance to say amen. There is always, the thing that is so rewarding and exciting about fasting, it's difficult, but the thing that is very rewarding is that there is always fruit from your fast. Yeah. So fasting results in a deeper relationship with God, a closeness, an increase in the operation of the spiritual gifts in your life. You're just more in tune with the Holy Spirit, more of God's power and glory activated in your life. I mean, you know, we've been talking about the power and the glory. We preached on that. Direction and clarity for the future, just God really speaking. Making ourselves available to God to speak to us about the new year. Situations in your life shifting into your favor as a result of you fasting. So listen, we're not fasting just to say we miss some meals and miss some TV shows. I love me some Whataburger. Okay, now I'm not saying Whataburger is the best hamburger place in the world. I'm just saying because when I drop down to Dallas, I'm at In-N-Out. But I'm saying that I didn't give up my burger, fries, and Coke for just to say that I gave it up. I gave it up in order to get something. To get something. I fast. Look, if I'm going to give up the things that I like and, you know, the things that I haven't played golf for 20 days. Whew. Listen, I want to get something. Right? So we always, it's interesting, we always quote what Jesus said to the disciples. You know, the disciples in Matthew, the 17th chapter, they couldn't cast out this demon. And you know, so Jesus comes and he casts the demon out real easy. And so, you know, the disciples kind of waited till Jesus was kind of by himself. He said, hey, Jesus, hey, come here. So now, you know, we noticed he was able to kind of do that just real easy. Just, you know, how come we couldn't do it? He said, because of your unbelief. And then he says, that kind of situation, watch, only comes out by fasting and prayer. How many of you know the story? All right, so now, here's the thing. The simple truth, I think, that often gets overlooked in this verse is that things come out through fasting and prayer. Jesus said to them, listen, you can't get that unless you fast and pray. There's certain things that we won't get. Certain things won't come into our lives, or certain things we will not be able to get out of our lives unless we fast and pray. So fasting and prayer comes with results. It comes with fruit, right? So you should expect things to shift in your life. You should expect things to change in your life. You should expect things to be delivered to your spiritual doorstep. You should expect situations to be changed for the better. Nagging issues resolved as a result of fasting and prayer. You want a devil removed from your job? Fast and pray. That's for somebody in here. You want a situation shifted? Fast and pray. You want reconciliation in your home? Fast and pray. And expect results. There should always be a purpose. Always be a purpose. Or a desired end when we fast. Right? So when we started this fast 20 days ago, we have been fasting as a church for a deeper relationship with God. Right? Wisdom and direction for 2023. And for God to give us the keys to Bethel. That's what we fasted for. And we came here, was it this past Wednesday? We did a celebration and everything. We fasted one day until evening, specifically for Bethel Church. So now, when this fast is over, we should have an excitement, even now, and an expectancy that we are receiving or will receive what we have fasted for. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. So now, all of the fasts in the Bible were for a specific purpose, a desired end. And in every instance, that desired end was accomplished. I want to encourage you with these, with just a few. Jesus fasted for 40 days in the wilderness. And in Luke 4:14, it says this, and Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through all the surrounding district. So as a result of his 40-day fast, Jesus returned from that fast in the power of... Listen, you can receive power from fasting. I'm going to say that again. You can receive power from fasting. I'm hot. That's not how we practice. You're supposed to follow. Sweetheart, you look beautiful today. All right. So Jesus returned in the power of the Holy Spirit. All right. Now, here's another one. In the book of Ezra, Ezra was leading a group of Israelite captives back to Jerusalem. And he called a fast to invoke God's protection during their journey. I want to read for you Ezra 8, verse 21. Ezra 8, verse 21 says, "Then I proclaimed a fast there at the river of Ahava, that we might humble ourselves before our God to seek him for a safe journey for us, our little ones, and all our possessions." He called a fast. Well, we're getting ready to hit the road, God. We're going to fast and pray so that you protect us, for our babies, all our possessions, so that nobody, you know, mess with us on the road. And now look at verse 31. "Then we journeyed from the river Ahava on the 12th of the first month to go to Jerusalem. And the hand of our God was over us, and he delivered us from the hand of the enemy and the ambushes by the way. Thus we came to Jerusalem." Come on now. They fasted for a particular thing, for a specific thing, and look what they got. They got what they fasted for. All right, let's continue on. All right, here we go. We spoke last week. Here's another one. We spoke last week from Joshua, the 20th chapter, but it bears repeating here, where the children of Israel were in battle against the sons of Benjamin, their brothers, who had done something bad, and so they went against them, and two times that they went against them, the Israelites lost. So after they lost the second time, they fasted and they prayed. The Israelites fasted and prayed specifically for victory in a battle after losing twice. So turn with me to Joshua. I'm sorry. Judges. Judges, the 20th chapter. Y'all with me? I say, y'all with me? Judges, the 20th chapter. I'm going to read verses 34. In verse 26, it says that they fasted. "Then all the sons of Israel and all the people went up and came to Bethel and wept. Thus they remained there before the Lord and fasted that day until evening." That's the fast that we did this past Wednesday. "And they offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord." They had some good church and worshiped God. Now look at verses 34 and 35. Hallelujah. "When 10,000 choice men from all Israel came against Gibeah, the battle became fierce, but Benjamin did not know that disaster was close to them. And the Lord struck Benjamin before Israel, so that the sons of Israel destroyed 25,100 men of Benjamin that day, all who drew the sword." God gave them victory in that battle. Now let me ask you something. What did they fast for? Victory in the battle. What did they get? Victory in the battle. Which brings us to our text in Esther. Now, I have to tell you, this story of Esther, it is just, I mean, it is a great story. It's got all kind of drama, all kind of twists. I love this story. So I'm just giving you just a little background. Esther, now she's a Jew, but she presents herself with other women before the king, it's pronounced Ahasuerus, Ash, Gosh, Begosh. Esther, she was a Jew. She was a Jew, but she became she became the queen. She was highly favored by the king. I mean, the king loved him some Esther. Okay, and so also Mordecai, who was Esther's great uncle, who raised Esther, he stopped a plot that a couple of people were going to kill the king, but Mordecai stopped the plot. And when he did that, they recorded it in the Chronicles that Mordecai saved the king. All right, more on that later. Now watch. Also, Haman, everybody say, ooh, yeah, that's in the movie when you see the Haman, that you see how that you notice how they change the music. The music changes. You know that's the bad guy. Haman, he was a high-ranking officer for the king, and he hated Mordecai. Hated Mordecai. He also hated the Jews. Look at, let's look at Esther. Turn to Esther, the third chapter. Oh man, this is good stuff. Esther, the third chapter. I'm going to read for you verses 1 through 6. After these things, King Ahasuerus promoted Haman, the son of that person, the Agagite, and advanced him and established his authority over all the princes who were with him. So Haman was high ranking. All the king's servants who were at the king's gate bowed down and paid homage to Haman, for the king had commanded concerning him. But Mordecai neither bowed down nor paid homage. Then the king's servants who were at the king's gate said to Mordecai, "Why are you transgressing the king's command?" Now it was when they had spoken daily to him and he would not listen to them that they told Haman to see whether Mordecai's reason would stand, for he had told them that he was a Jew. Verse 5, when Haman saw that Mordecai neither bowed down nor paid homage to him, Haman was filled with rage. But he disdained to lay hands on Mordecai alone, for they had told him who the people of Mordecai were. Therefore, Haman sought to destroy all the Jews, the people of Mordecai, who were throughout the whole kingdom of Ahasuerus. Now look at verses 13 through 15. Letters were sent by couriers to all the king's provinces, this is from Haman, to destroy, to kill, and to annihilate all the Jews, both young and old, women and children, in one day, the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month Adar, and to seize their possessions as plunder.
What's that?
Purge. Is that what it's called? This is purged to the nth degree. I never saw the movie, okay? I never saw it, but I do know the plot, okay? Evil. All right? So letters went out all over the region that in one day, every Jew would be annihilated. Children, women, everybody. Now, you just let that sink in. A copy of the edict, verse 14, to be issued as law in every province was published to all the peoples so that they should be ready for this day. The couriers went out impelled by the king's command while the decree was issued at the citadel of Susa. And while the king and Haman sat down to drink, the city of Susa was in confusion. But, everybody say but. Ah, my God, my God. Y'all know what happened next? I'm going to tell you what happened next. Esther and the Jews, they fasted and prayed for 3 days. Look at Esther 4, verses 15 through 17. Then Esther told them to reply to Mordecai. There's a little back and forth. You have to read the whole chapter, but I'm just kind of summarizing. Esther said, "Go assemble all the Jews who are found in Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. And I and my maidens also will fast in the same way. And thus I will go into the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish." Basically what that means is if she presented herself to the king without being summoned, she could be killed. So she said, "We're going to fast and pray first before I put my life on the line." Let me just tell you something. You better fast and pray. So Mordecai went away and did just as Esther had commanded him. So they fasted and prayed. So now here's what the result is. And this goes from that point, chapter 5, chapter 6. First of all, God gave Esther, as a result of the fast, God gave Esther access to the king. Everybody say access. Gave access to the king that she hadn't had before she fasted. She didn't have this before she fasted. All right? So I'm not going to read it, but what happens is if you presented yourself before the king without being summoned, if the king didn't extend his scepter, you was killed. So Esther presents herself. Did I tell y'all that the king loved him some Esther? When he saw her, He's like, oh, yeah. Right? Then God gave Esther favor with the king that she hadn't had before. Look at Esther 5 and 3. Then the king said to her, What's troubling you, Queen Esther? And what is your request? Even to half of the kingdom it shall be given to you. Now, how many know that's in favor? So fasting and prayer gave Esther access, and it gave Esther favor. Meanwhile, Haman, with his crazy self, he hates Mordecai so much, he decides to have gallows built to kill Mordecai on. And then, King is trying to go to sleep at night. He can't sleep. So he calls some of his people and say, hey, get me the records and the chronicles and just read to me late at night. They read to him, and for the first time he hears about some guy named Mordecai that saved his life. And he's like, has anything been done for Mordecai? And they're like, no. Well, look, call Haman. Tell him to come here. Haman, we need to do something for this Mordecai. He saved my life. So here's what I want you to do, Haman. I want you to hook Mordecai up. Take him before the people and let the people bow before him. Give him, just hook him up because he saved my life. And Haman said, okay. Because Haman hated Mordecai. Now, finally, Esther had invited the king and Haman to a couple of banquets. And in that last banquet, Esther reveals Haman's evil plot to the king. The king orders Haman to be killed on the same gallows that he built for Mordecai, right? And then Mordecai, here's the part I really like. Mordecai was given Haman's house. Hey! Hey! This is nice! Gotta give you the possession of your enemies. The wealth of the wicked is what? Laid up for the righteous. Hallelujah. All right. So now, here's the thing. Now remember that decrees and edicts went all throughout Susa and all the region that Jews, young and old, children, moms and dads, were supposed to be killed on one day. So that was still out there. Even though now Haman was dead, Mordecai was living, in a new house and all was good, but still that decree was out there. And so the queen, Esther, goes before the king again and says, look, the Jews are still in trouble. These are my people. Something needs to be done about that decree. Esther pleads with the king to reverse the decree and save her people, the Jews. And that brings us to our text in Esther, the 8th chapter. And I want you to hear what the king says. Look at Esther, verse 7. This is after Queen Esther said, look, you've got to save my people. King, you've got to save my people. Look what happens in verse 7. The king said to Queen Esther and to Mordecai the Jew, behold, I have given you the house of Haman. I have given the house of Haman to Esther, and him they have hanged on the gallows because he had stretched out his hands against the Jews. The king said, I foiled the plot. Then he says in verse 8, now you write to the Jews as you see fit in the king's name, in my name, and seal it with the king's signet ring. For a decree which is written in the king's name, the name of the king, and sealed with the king's signet ring may not be revoked. So I want you to watch this. They're before the king, and they're saying, please, you got to do something for our people. And the king said, I'll tell you what you do. You write it. And whatever you write, I'm going to back you up on it. And he stepped out of the room. It's interesting. Sometimes people will contact me and say, can you write a recommendation for me? recommendation for whatever job, it doesn't matter, whatever recommendation. This is usually what I'll say to them. I say, listen, you write it, send it to me, let me put my Frugé magic on it, and then we'll be good. Just saves a little time. The king said, tell you what, I'm going to give you the power and the authority to change this decree by your words. You sit down and you write what you see fit. You write how you want it, how you want this thing to be reversed. You write it, and when you're finished writing it, put my seal on it. Now, I had a question for y'all. You ready? Do you know who you are in this story? Who are you? We're the Jews. We're Esther. We're Mordecai. Well, let me ask you this. Do you know who the king is in this story? The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Now, let me ask you this. Well, first of all, let me say this. This is what God is saying. You have fasted. You have prayed. So now I give you access to my blessings. Write a decree as you see fit. Put it in your own words. Say it how you want to say it. Write it how you want to write it. And when you're finished, my favor will seal it. Because whatever you say, whatever you write, because you fasted, because you prayed, it's unlocked my blessing. And I trust you to decree. And when you decree it, I decree it. Oh, my God. It's time. It's time to write your decree. It's time to issue your edict. That's a law. It goes out as law. And what happened is Esther and Mordecai, and they sat down and they wrote something that reversed the previous decree. There's some things that need to be reversed in your life. And God said it's time for you to write it. It's y'all think I'm Charles, there's some paper. There's some paper in the green room. You'll see it. It's stacks of paper. And I just want you to start passing out to people because they think I'm kidding. Y'all gonna write today. Find you a pen, find you something. Y'all gonna write today. Your fasting and your prayer has given you authority to make decrees in the name, watch, of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And listen, here's what I like about that scripture. Verse 8, what's the first word is what? Now. Everybody say now. It's time to write now. Whatever you write now, however you say it, however you word it, is what God is going will go out as a decree. Mordecai and Esther, they sent out decrees that reversed, which basically said anybody who messes with the Jews will be annihilated and will be killed. And they reversed. Listen, you've got to speak some things and write some things that reverses some curses and some issues and some situations in your life. Everybody that wants a piece of paper, raise your hand. Come on, Esther. Come on, get a piece of paper. Get a piece of paper. Get a piece of paper. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is an exercise in faith. This is an exercise in faith because God says whatever you write, God is saying it's time right now for you to decree it. It's time for you to say it. And whatever you write, God's going to back you up. Hallelujah! Glory to the name of the Lord. And as you're getting that paper, I just want you to really just begin to release it. Just begin to write it. This is for you. This is for your eyes. This is for you to write. Whatever it is, whatever the situation, it could be a physical situation. It could be a spiritual situation. It could be a relationship. It could be something that has been spoken of your life. It could be something that you have been battling with in your personal life. It could be a financial thing. It doesn't matter what it is, but you have to decree it. Hallelujah. 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 And you just say, I decree in the name of Jesus. And you just, I decree in the name of Jesus. Because when you say it, come and put it in your own words, Hallelujah. God's going to do it. God's going to do it. Hallelujah. That's the word for today. Because we've been fasting and we've been praying and we've been seeking the Lord for something. We've been seeking the Lord for direction. We've been seeking the Lord to get closer to Him. We've been seeking God to get the keys to Bethel Church. Hallelujah. And so we're decreeing it in the name of Jesus. We've really been doing that for, I don't know, for how, since we spoke it last month. We've been decreeing. We've been decreeing that we will be able to give this building to another church. And we are going to purchase Bethel. That's what we've been. Have y'all heard the decree? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as you're writing, as God is speaking to you, as you're writing, I want to give you some scriptures. Here's Job 22 and 28. It says this. You will also decree a thing, and it will be established for you. Hallelujah. Come on, write it. Write it. Make it plain. Write the vision down. James mentioned that verse in prayer. Write the vision down and make it plain. Hallelujah. Issues with children? Mention them by name. I decree in the name of Jesus that so-and-so will be saved, that so-and-so will live right, that so-and-so will be free from drugs. Just whatever God is placing in your spirit right now in the presence of God, hallelujah, because He trusts you. He trusts that you won't decree crazy stuff. He trusts that you have the right heart. He trusts that you're not going to ask amiss, but you're going to say things that you know God has placed in your spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Here's another verse. Matthew 18 and 18 says this. This is what Jesus said. Truly I say to you, whatever you bind, that means forbid, whatever you forbid on earth shall have been bound or forbidden in heaven, and whatever you loose or permit on earth shall have been loosed or permitted in heaven. So what you decree can loose something or bind something in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Your decree establishes order and puts the devil on notice that he is defeated. The devil is just defeated as Haman was. Everything that Haman tried to do to somebody else, it was done to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is saying now, 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 you write the decree as you see fit in my name, and I will honor it. I will honor it in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you decreeing right now? Are you decreeing in the name of the Lord? It's time to write your decree. Hallelujah. I've written some of mine. I've been writing in my journal every day of this fast. I'm going to do some more writing today and tomorrow, writing some decrees and establishing some things. God has been doing some awesome, awesome things. And I have in my spirit some things that I'm seeking God for personally and ministerially, and I'm decreeing it in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is reversing some things. Hallelujah. God is reversing some things. God is setting some things in order in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So, God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the power of fasting and prayer, that it comes with results, that things happen when we fast and pray. And we should have an expectancy and a faith that things will change. Hallelujah. Things change when we call you Jesus. Hallelujah. Things change when we call your name. Hallelujah. 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 There's power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So God, we thank you. We thank you that as dear hearts, those of you watching online, get a piece of paper and begin to write your decree. Write your decree. And if you haven't been fasting and praying, this is how you do it. You go on a fast specifically for the issues in your life. And you say, God, I'm fasting and praying so that these things can be shifted. And when you end that fast, you write your decree. As a result of this fast, as a result of this 21-day fast, I decree in the name of the Lord, hallelujah, that I am blessed and highly favored. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I decree that I'm going to another level in God. I decree that I have more wisdom and insight in the name of Jesus. I decree that the power and the glory of God will be evident in my life. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I decree right now in the name of Jesus that every seat in this house will be filled. I decree it in the name of Jesus. I'm speaking to every empty chair right now. Fulfill your purpose. and be filled in the name of Jesus. Oh, chatarabasa. Oh, God. That's how you decree. I decree in the name of the Lord that we will get the keys to Bethel Church. In the name of the Lord. Sealed with His favor. Sealed with His presence. Sealed with His anointing. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Because He's a way maker. Hallelujah. He's a promise keeper. He's a miracle worker. Light in the darkness. That's who He is. Listen, it was a dark day for the Jews. It was a dark day. No one probably thought there was any chance of them living through that. Oh, but then they fasted and prayed. And deliverance came. Blessing came. In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. So God, we thank You for Your word today. Thank You for speaking to our hearts. Thank You, God, that You've given us the power to decree a thing. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank You for the testimonies that we're going to hear. I thank You, Lord, for the shifts that are going to happen. Hallelujah. Because we've now written down our decree. We've put it on paper. We've placed it in our hearts, and we're speaking it in the name of Jesus. Thank You, Lord. God, thank You for this time of fasting. We're not quite done yet, but thank You. Thank You, Lord, for the opportunity to draw closer to You. And God, we've been fasting and praying for specific things, and we've said it over and over again. We want to let You know we're serious. We're serious, God. We love You. We thank You. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give God some praise. Hallelujah. 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 Write something. Write something. Write something. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Are you ready to give to the Lord? Hallelujah. Let's give to the Lord. And we have a board meeting mostly every month, but we just had one recently, and Steve Lyman shared with us just kind of where we are financially, and he always gives us, you know, what's in our various accounts. We have a general account, we have a missions account, we have a savings account, and then we have our New Presence Home account. And just sitting in that meeting, listening to him share, you know, where we are. It's just amazing. It's just amazing. And we put in the bulletin, the digital bulletin, sort of an update of where we are. And I just thank God. I thank God for Your faithfulness. I thank God for just blessing our church. I'm just thankful. I'm just thankful. God is good. God is good. You know, when you have the funds, you can do things. You can be a blessing. And I'm telling you, as a church, we do that. And actually, we're coming to the end of the year every year. We give extra to various ministries and missions and things of that nature. And your giving is a part of that. I know this has been said before, but every single Sunday offering, there's a percentage that comes out of that that goes directly to our savings. There's a percentage that goes directly to our missions so that we can give. So we are being very good stewards of every dime that comes in. And God is blessing us for that. Because listen, let me just tell you something. If God can't trust you with $20, He can't trust you with $20 million. Now that's for somebody. Right? But if God can trust you with $20, He can trust you with $20 million. A person doesn't just get stingy when they become a millionaire. They were always. Right? So that's just for somebody who comes into millions by, you know, whatever. But the point is this. If God can trust you, He can trust you. And when He knows He can trust you, He will pour into you because He knows you're going to do the right thing. Come on, somebody say, that's me. That's me. Lord, that's me. In the name of Jesus, that's me. In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So let's give. Let's give to the Lord. Lift that up toward heaven or whatever, however you're giving. Father, thank you. The seed that leaves our hand never leaves our life, but it goes into our future and multiplies. We'll see it again in greater measure because you're a great God. And so, God, we thank you. We're blessed to be a blessing. Come on, say, I'm blessed to be a blessing. Come on, say it again. I'm blessed to be a blessing. Hallelujah. So we're not asking, God, for you to make us filthy rich because then we'd be filthy. But, God, we desire to be people of means so that we can be a blessing. The 2 Corinthians 9 and 8 blessing that said we will have enough for every good deed. So that's the kind of means that we want. We want to be in a position, God, to be a blessing to anyone that you bring into our circle of influence, that you bring across our path. That's what we mean when we say blessed to be a blessing. So bless everybody today here in the sanctuary and watching online as they give. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Give her the cheerful heart.
Message. And as he said, I will reiterate that our pause is coming to end tomorrow night. So a 121 pause tomorrow night will officially end. And as Pastor said, he would love for you to join him 6 to 8 o'clock right here for prayer. And it's not from 6 to 8. You can drop in anytime between those 2 hours. Bring your Bible, do your reading, do your journaling, make your decree, do whatever you want to do during those hours here with him, and he will be serving communion to whoever that is here. So what a great way to end our pause right here tomorrow night. And then there will be no fourth Saturday prayer push that we normally have because it's Thanksgiving weekend. So that will be canceled just for this one. And then our team member training, TMT that we call it, those are for all that serve in any capacity, which is normally on a every other month, the first Saturday of the month. We are still doing that December 3rd at First Bank of Owosso, but instead of calling it team members training, we're going to call it our Christmas team members fellowship. We are so excited about this. So you want to mark your calendars. If you serve in any way, we want to honor you and celebrate you and appreciate you. We're going to have some catered breakfast at that time, 9 a.m. There's going to be games. And so we're just going to have an awesome time of fellowship to show our appreciation. If you haven't yet got involved or you're just starting, that's still for you. Please come. We appreciate what you've done. Or if you haven't yet, you're looking to get more involved. So please don't hesitate to RSVP, and you will be getting an email invite this week. And so be looking for that, and please do RSVP so we can get that catered food amount and make sure everyone's fed well, and we look forward to seeing you there. And tonight, we look forward to seeing you right back here. If you can, please join us for our evening of praise. That's tonight right here at 6 p.m. We'll be singing, the presence group, and also others that will be here. So we're excited to have everyone right here. I know you enjoy that when you come, and I can't wait. I'm looking forward to that. So we'll see you tonight right here, 6 p.m.
Thank you, Rita. And to reiterate, tonight, we haven't done an evening of praise since before COVID. So this is the first thing that we've done in a long time, a couple of years. And so we have some guests coming. Tony Mason will be here, or Pastor Orlando Juarez of the Bridge Church down in Bixby will be here. And let me just tell you something. Pastor Jamal, what's the last name? Dyer. Jamal Dyer. And his team is coming. And I'm telling you, they have church. And we went to an event that they were having. They had a thing called Praising with the Pastors. And he invited me to come. And we went and sang. And Pastor Dyer sang that night and blew the house out. And so I said, Pastor Dyer, I want you to come to our church, and I want you to sing that song. I ain't going to tell you what it is, but I'm telling you, tonight it is going to be off. How you say it, Miss Jane? Off the chain. It's going to be hot tonight. All right, so don't miss that. And then the Christmas team members training. I spoke with Linda Oglesby this morning because she always does an awesome job in preparing the food for our team members training. Good stuff. Man, I tell you, one time she had chicken and waffles. What? Oh, I'm sorry. Gary said, "Don't say anything." but she had the fried chicken on the. Anyway. But I talked to her and I said, "Listen, you've served. Now we want to serve you. So we're catering the breakfast. We're gonna have an awesome time. Listen, don't miss that because we're gonna have games. It's just gonna be a time of fellowship. It's a great room and if we have overflow, we've got room to where people can sit down as well. But just come to that. Lastly, we have a brand new married couple in our church. Stephen and Madison Nolan, would you stand? We want to honor these newlyweds. They got married last Thursday. So, all right. Love y'all so much. And mom and dad are still recovering, but it was a great ceremony, and congratulations to you all. All right, stand on your feet. We'll hopefully see you this evening at 6 p.m. for our evening of praise. We're calling it Songs of Thanksgiving. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. Lift those hands toward heaven. I give you the blessing found in Deuteronomy 1 and 11. May the Lord, the God of your fathers, increase you 1,000-fold more than you are and bless you, just as he has promised you. God bless you. If you haven't done it, go ahead and write that decree.